Two words. Open marriage. Now, I was never going to tell this story, but then we heard from the second ex-wife of Newt Gingrich. And I thought, I've got a couple of ex-wives. And in fact, we tried this little experiment back in the 1960s. That was my first ex-wife. Now, this is supposed to be my big idea, but I have to confess that it wasn't just my idea. It was also her idea. And it was also the idea of a science fiction writer named Robert Heinlein, who had written a book that was very, very influential called Stranger in a Strange Land. And his character from Mars, whose name I think was Valentine of all things, had the idea that people should share everything. And he called it grok. We understand, we share, everything we have is yours. There's no possessions. It was so otherworldly. And to teenagers, this was a really appealing idea. So we tried it. And we should have learned from this experience. But it was me and my best friend, and she and her best friend. And we went to New York, and we were in this hotel. And it was strange, but kind of fun. But the other guy freaked out. There was something he didn't quite get, that at least then. But then we did eventually all settle in this apartment building on North Avenue. And he must have recovered from the experience, because there was a young woman who was sort of living in our apartment, and he got her pregnant. And it didn't end very well. But we still didn't quite learn the lesson. And we played this game for 10 years, which is a pretty long time for an experiment. Long enough for people to kind of grow apart. But you got to understand that there has to be rules. And we always knew that the important rule was, you know where you come home at night. And you're not supposed to fall in love with anybody else. So she broke the rule. Yeah, well, it was a recoverable situation, I thought. But the guy that she fell in love with didn't want to go away with her. And they were in the back room on the second floor of this house that we'd bought. And when he wasn't going to take her with him, she took the key and locked the door and threw it out over the balcony into the backyard, where it was never seen again. And the door was locked. And who she thought was her boyfriend, who, by the way, wrote Planet of the Apes comic books for a living at the time, tried to climb over the transom above the door and got stuck. And this is how I found out that my first marriage had ended, was the rescue party going up to get this poor guy out of the transom. And he fled, unfortunately, because I liked him a whole lot. And I thought, I lost a guy I really would have liked to have had as a friend. But that's okay, and there were other adventures. And don't look at me funny now, because you got to remember, this was the 1960s. And a little of the 1970s. And the third time around. You know, you learn from your mistakes. I've been married for 32 years, and it's been monogamously wonderful.